High on a hill in the Sunshine Coast hinterland, cheesemaker Stefan Wilson is hand stirring 1,000 litres of creamy milk, transforming it into triple cream brie. Each wheel will include a thin central layer of rich Italian truffle paste.
Got the milk fresh and received this morning, and then we've added the starter cultures and the rennet to get to where it is now. It takes about 4 hours to make it, and then tomorrow we'll get brined, and then after tomorrow it takes 10 days ready to eat.
So there's a lot of work goes into this handmade cheese.
A lot of work, a lot of love.
This carefully crafted artisan cheese was the brainchild of Graham Painter. And as Karen Painter explains, the story of how Woombye Cheese Company came to be was anything but ordinary.
My husband, Graham, and I were living in Singapore, and we'd been there for about 6 years. And Graham was a VP of sales and marketing, and I was a lawyer. We decided we'd had enough of the corporate life and we wanted to come back to Australia. So I still had a job, so that was fine. We were watching Will Studd cheese slices on TV, and that particular episode was of this lady in Ireland making cheese in this little tiny stone shed out the back of her house. She had a really small tiny vat and she just made cheese, and Graham said to me, I could do that. And I just said, don't be ridiculous. You know, he'd had a bottle of red wine and I thought, God, he's off. And he goes, no, really, I think that's what we should do.
At first, Karen Painter didn't make much of it. She'd nicknamed Graham the Cloud Man because he was brimming with brilliant but impractical ideas. But he drafted a business plan, consulted with friends and his sister-in-law, Sandra Cadby. The next thing Karen knew, she was a landowner.
I didn't even see the place. He'd already bought it.
He sent me an email and said, what do you think?
The steamroller continued. It just became bigger than Ben Hur. It was just ridiculous. He designed all the factory. He rang all these tradies all around to source the materials he needed to make the factory. How he knew how to do it, I have no idea. And then he went to the Dairy Association in Werribee in Victoria and did a 5-day cheesemaking course. He wasn't a chef, but he could cook anything, and he did everything by taste. So making cheese for him was just like a recipe.
The Woombye Cheese Company was born.
I absolutely cried when the first time I ate it because I just couldn't believe it was so good. And the weird thing was every other cheese we made, the triple cream brie, we didn't start making the wash rind for a while, but, you know, the triple cream brie and the camembert were just absolutely beautiful and exactly like they are today from the very beginning. I didn't work in the factory then. I just did bits and pieces of wrapping and
all
of those.
You're a bit busy with your law career.
I was upstairs wheeling and dealing and bringing in the bucks to pay for everything. And after about 3 months, we'd made about 5 or 6 batches of cheese and it was all still in the chiller sitting there. And I said to Graham, well, what are you going to do with it? And he goes, I don't know. And I said, right, well, get an esky. Off you go. Go and see the local delis. Go and see the local chefs. Go and have a chat to everybody, because he could talk the leg off an iron pot. And so that's what he did. He just swapped his briefcase for his esky, went out with all our product. And to this day, I am absolutely gobsmacked. Every day he came back and he said, these people are taking our cheese. I love it.
By 2014, Woombye Cheese had to double the size of its factory to meet demand, adding a chill room and signing with distributor Black Pearl to send their cheese to stores and restaurants around Australia.
It just went boom. It just was crazy.
Sandra Cadby took over orders and distribution, introducing a computer system to keep track of inventory and batches. It was all a bit of a shock to her brother-in-law.
We forced him to get a bit organised.
It became
a bit of a joke
because he was using the old barter system. He'd take some cheese to somebody and they'd give him a bottle of wine. I said, where's the payment for that cheese you took? I've got a nice bottle of wine here next time you come up. I said, no, I need the cash to balance it off in the books.
But just as business was booming in 2015, Graham Painter was diagnosed with a cancerous tumour that spread from his liver to stomach and bowel. That September, Karen's much-loved, larger-than-life Cloud Man was gone.
We seriously considered selling the business, but Graham made me promise to give it a crack and not to just close it down. He wanted me to do it. So I promised him that I would.
With the help of Karen's sister and brother-in-law Barry and cheesemaker Stefan Wilson and his team, Woombye Cheese Company's retail range now includes triple cream brie, truffle triple cream brie, camembert, cheddar, and a black or gold washed rind that won gold at the Sydney Royal Show, then the Australian Grand Dairy Awards.
Thank goodness for Sandra, because there's no way I could have done it without her.
And how proud would he be if he could look now and see all the awards you've been winning?
He'd be super proud. He would be super proud. Yeah. He would be exploding with excitement because his passion has become a reality.
Yeah,
his passion turned into a reality, and you know, it's all from his groundwork.